This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Gyanesh Kumar today assumed charge as the new Chief Election Commissioner at Nirvachan Sadan in New Delhi. Mr. Kumar replaces Rajiv Kumar in the role. In his message to the people after assuming charge as Chief Election Commissioner, Mr. Kumar said, "The first step for nation building is voting, and every citizen of India who has completed 18 years of age should become an elector and always vote." He added that in accordance with the Constitution of India, electoral laws, rules and instructions issued therein, the Election Commission was, is and will always be with the voters. Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting will be held in New Delhi today. All the newly elected BJP MLAs and the party's senior leaders will participate in the deliberations. According to the party sources, the name of Delhi's next chief minister is likely to be finalized during the meeting. The swearing-in ceremony for the next chief minister is expected to be held tomorrow at the Ram Leela Maidan in the national capital. The BJP had won 48 out of 70 seats in the Delhi Assembly elections. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked the administration in Jammu and Kashmir to ensure the full implementation of the three new criminal laws in the Union Territory by April this year. He said this while chairing a review meeting on the implementation of the three new criminal laws in Jammu and Kashmir in the presence of Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah said that optimum use of technology should be made to ensure speedy justice under the three new criminal laws. Speaking to the media after the meeting, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said, "Efforts will be made to raise awareness among the people of Jammu and Kashmir about these new laws."
ये नए कानून हैं और कानून का लागू करना एक तरफ, कानून की जानकारी भी लोगों को होनी चाहिए. कानून की जानकारी लोगों को ज्यादा हो उसके लिए इलेक्टेड गवर्नमेंट को थोड़ी सी पेशरफ्त और करनी होगी, चाहे यूनिवर्सिटीज के लेवल पे, सोशल या पॉलिटिकली असेंबली में. इस पे भी चर्चा हुई और जो हमें करना होगा हम कर लेंगे.
India and Qatar has agreed to elevate their bilateral relations to a strategic partnership. An agreement in this regard was signed between the two countries following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, in New Delhi. Briefing the media in the national capital last evening, Secretary in the External Affairs Ministry, Arun Kumar Chatterjee, said, "Two agreements and five MOUs were signed between both the nations." He said the first agreement is on the establishment of a bilateral strategic partnership. A revised double taxation avoidance agreement was also signed between the two countries. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India's relations with Qatar are steeped in history spanning centuries and that Qatar has been an integral part of West Asia's commercial and cultural linkages with India. Welcoming the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the president emphasized that the multifaceted engagement and cooperation between the two countries are marked by a deep sense of comfort and time-tested goodwill. Israel and Hamas are set to begin indirect negotiations for the second stage of the Gaza ceasefire deal, officials said. Palestinian militant group Hamas's negotiator Khalil Al-Haya confirmed that the bodies of four hostages, including those of the Bibas family, will be returned on Thursday, while six living hostages will be released on Saturday. Hamas alleges that the three were killed in Israeli bombardment. However, Israel has not confirmed this. Six living hostages will be released on Saturday. The ninth edition of the ICC Champions Trophy kicks off this afternoon with defending champions Pakistan taking on New Zealand in their opening match in Karachi. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian time. Rohit Sharma-led Indian team will begin their campaign against Bangladesh at the Dubai International Stadium tomorrow. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions in isolated pockets of sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. It said heavy rainfall or snowfall is expected in isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh. The weather agency further predicted thunderstorms accompanied by gusty winds in parts of West Rajasthan, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. And that is the end of this news bulletin.